Acts 13, verse 1. The Bible said, "Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, Lucius, Cyrene, and Manon, which had brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And they ministered to the Lord, and fasted. And the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister." Let's pray. Father, I want you to help me tonight. God, I need you. Lord, I pray the Spirit of God might enable us to say the things that would glorify you. God, that would encourage the people of God. Lord, that the Holy Ghost might sit in tonight with us and help us. God, realize the great responsibility of the gospel of the grace of God. Help us now in this hour. Use us to teach the word as well as preach it. And Lord, may your Holy Spirit communicate it to the hearts of them that assemble in this place. Lord, thank you for the unified spirit of the truth. God, tonight, thank you, Lord, for these that come, but for men that preach. God, for them that carry the word of God forth. I pray, Lord, you'd help us establish some things tonight in our own heart and realize what God wants to do. And we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen. I want you to look tonight in these scriptures that I read. We'll refer to some. And I just want to preach on a God-sent mission. A God-sent mission. Now, I believe here that we find in the chapter 13, it says, "And there were in the church." And so these men mentioned were in the church of Antioch. We know the church is a local assembly. We know that that word church comes from the word ecclesia, which simply means a called out assembly of born again believers, meaning in a location. Amen. I'll tell you, now, I'm just going to hit on this and go, I'm not a universalist.
No.
I believe the gospel ought to be preached universally. But I believe God uses local churches.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't believe in this great big one world church. In fact, that's what Catholicism produces, is one world church. I believe, thank God, that there is a church, but it's made up of local churches. Thank God that have the pillar and ground of truth, which is Jesus and His Word, and abide in it. Not everything that says is a church is a church. But God says this is a church, and what God says we know is right. Amen. And so there was, it says, "And there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers." We know a prophet was a man that had a message from God, and he foretold some things that he got from God, and had a message. Amen. And somebody teaching the word is somebody that takes the word and instructs or gives my friend the truth of understanding in the book. And so we find here that these men are in this church. He named them. He said, "As Barnabas." Barnabas, of course, we know was a co-worker of Paul, and probably out of these group of men was the oldest in the faith or in the service of God. Then he went on to say, and Simeon, that was called Niger. And I'm just giving you an overview of this, and this Renacker, some men that wrote about it this afternoon. Looks like it says he was a Jew by birth, but perhaps from an African Jewish people. If you look at the name of Simeon, and the name that, which was called Niger. And so we find here that he was in that group. Then it said Lucius, which is one of the men of Cyrene who came to Antioch first preaching. Then we find Manion. The Manion was in close relationship, it says here, with the king, my friend Herod of Antipas.
and Herod Antipas, and we find he was one of the earliest converts, thank God, in that day. And then, of course, Saul was mentioned, amen, and we know about him, thank God, as far as I believe he was one of the greatest Christians, amen, that ever lived, and one of the greatest preachers that God used in the New Testament time to the church. And we know, thank God, that he was called as well. And so here's five men, it looks like to me, that are called from maybe a different background, and maybe even of a different pigmentation. But here we find, thank God, that men, they were different. And I like this. And it wasn't who that you are, it's whose you are. Amen. Thank God, I tell you, I like that, don't you? It don't matter what color their skin is, but it matters whose hand they in. Amen. And a lot of people look at who they are instead of whose they are. Amen. Thank God, I'm glad I'm his. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Then verse 2 it says, and they ministered to the Lord and fasted. So it looks like to me here that he's talking about they prayed and fasted. And the Holy Ghost said, separate me and Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. It better be a God call. Amen. And it come, these men got together, no doubt the church. Amen. They prayed and fasted and found God's will. A church don't know God's will unless it's revealed through the Holy Ghost. Now there were five men there. Thank God that were prophets and teachers and that had something to say. Amen. That's why you're subject to that. Amen. Thank God. God don't have a pope in the Baptist church. Amen. Every man, amen, God, amen, my friend, and every believer has a priesthood, of course, Christ being our priest and all that, but we're kings and priests. We have access to God. Amen. And God speaks to you if you've been saved and you have the Holy Ghost in you. And God speaks to you. Hey, God, if you're saved, and brother, that's a good thing, because it's not about one man, but one man, Jesus, who's about. Amen. Yeah. That's right. Now, as far as I know, look at this church. It don't name a pastor, but it does name prophets and teachers. Amen. And they come together and they start to fast and pray. Now, I want to say this. All these men had a burden for sinners. They were experienced men.
Yeah, right.
Saul was probably saved 8 to 10 years right here, according to this reading. And verse 3 says, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. They were called by God and sent by God in the church. They laid hands on them. They identified with them and trusted God. But let me say this tonight. I believe in laying on of hands. I believe the Bible teaches it. I'm not in no box or bottle, and I'm not bound by Baptist popes.
Right.
I'm a Baptist, but I still believe in laying on of hands. I believe you can lay hands on people and pray over them. I believe, and when you anoint somebody with oil, your hands on them. It's through the Scripture. Now, these laid hands on these men, identifying with God's call on their life and the approval of God in sending them men forth. I believe that's right. But you better get what I'm about to tell you. A man's hand on you won't do no good unless the nail-pierced hand touches you.
That's right.
You better have his nail-pierced hands put upon you.
Amen.
Before you ever try to do anything for God, you better know God's put His hand upon you. And amen. And brother, tonight, I'm just saying that they laid hands on these men and sent them away. And they were sent out by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And they went forth to preach. And they had something on them. Thank God, because my friend, the Spirit of God was upon them. The Spirit of God was leading these men. And they went away. They went from the church into the world. Amen. And that's exactly the way God does it. God calls men. God anoints men. The church prays over them men and asks God to bless them men. And can I tell you tonight, as much as the church's responsibility to pray and ask God to bless the work, amen, as it is, the men that go out from this church and preach the gospel. We've missed the mark in this hour. Listen, this group of people here tonight has power. God said He'd give power to it. It's the Holy Ghost that's in us. And we have power tonight. Amen. We've got it, brother. You say, where's that in us? We've got the power given by God to do what He said. Amen. We do what He says, and He'll bless it. Thank God we're not just a group of people, amen, this meeting and this meet. We're here to see the power of God be exemplified and manifested, and see God do something in the hearts of men, and use men in this church to go forth with the message of the gospel of God, and see people saved, and see the church blessed. Amen. That's right. Thank God. So here God and this church sends them out. And they were sent. He said, how shall they preach except they be sent? In the book of Romans. And they go out and they depart. And the Bible says in verse 5, and when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. For they had also John to their minister. He didn't stay with them, but he was there with them in that time. The custom for any Jewish man, or the custom for the synagogue for a Jewish man, would be that he could read the scripture and make and expound on it. You'll find that in verse 15 of that same chapter. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, you men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. Then the verse 16 said, then Paul stood up and beckoned, and with his hand said, he went through a message. They had that. That was a custom that was allowed within that synagogue. And he went and declared that message. So in this scripture here, Paul, he preaches here in the synagogue. He said here, they preached the word of God there. And then verse 6, they had gone through the Isle of Paphos, and they found there a certain false prophet. And so they cover this island here, and this, of course, is declared to be the first missionary journey of the Apostle Paul. And they declare here the word of God. God starts moving and working, and all of a sudden they run into some false prophet that my friend is trying to keep a deputy that was interested in the word of God, and he's trying to keep him from hearing it. And can I tell you tonight, everything you do for God, there's going to be opposition. There's going to be them that don't like what you say. Amen. Wasn't it not David Brainerd, one of the greatest American missionaries? He was to the American Indian. Thank God he was 29 when the man passed away. And it said about David Brainerd that it took about 7 years, I think it was, before he had one convert. But this man was such a great man, a missionary to the Indian. It said that man would actually pray in the snow. And brother, you could see actually my friend, a proof of his prayer hours right there where he knelt to pray. And what a great man. Lived the life of religion. Couldn't understand why God wrote a law he couldn't keep. On the one day the Holy Ghost, thank God, dealt with him. And he saw it wasn't the law, it was the Son of God. And Brainerd got saved. Came a missionary. And then, my friend, God blessed him in the work. God mightily used him. And then at the end there, 29 years old, he said he died in Jonathan Edwards' house. And they said, Mr. Edwards, what was Mr. Brainerd's thoughts at the last days of his life? And Mr. Brainerd said, I still want to make sure I got saving interest in the blood of Christ. Amen. I tell you, friend, what a good testimony of God using men down through the years that gave their self to the ministry. The church gave their self to the will of God. Gave their self to do whatever it took for one soul to be saved. And it's more important to be saved than anything else. It was more important for that soul, thank God, to hear the gospel than, my friend, what that man was saying. And Paul had the power on him, and he struck him with blindness. God did. Amen. Paul filled the Holy Ghost. He called him a child of the devil. Amen. And he was struck with boldness. Amen. Had boldness, struck with blindness. And the man couldn't see. Thank God. And when that happened, the Bible said that when the deputy saw it, was what was done, he believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Amen. I tell you, friend, there'll come opposition against the truth. There'll come opposition against the gospel. How many times have we gave up on somebody that we said pray for, we got a burden for, but we give up on praying for them? It's been a while since we in the house of God. I'd rather tell them about Jesus. But thank God, I'm glad there's power for God to break through that. I look at you before you got saved. Well, you didn't heed to it the first time you ever heard it. Unless your ground had done been plowed by the Holy Ghost real good. Thank God, you know what you did? You opposed it. But thank God, God kept a moving on you and speaking to your heart. And brother, you got saved. Why? Because the church was, my friend, ordained of God. And he called the man of God. He called the church to go forth and spread the gospel. The Bible said they were scattered abroad everywhere, preaching the word. Thank God for that. But tonight I'm preaching a little while on a God sent mission. These men were sent by the right God. Amen. The only God. The only way. The church got in with it. Amen. And these men didn't debate on who the best was. They didn't debate on who ought to go. But the Holy Ghost said, send Barnabas and Saul. They're the ones that they need to go and preach the word of God. And they got busy doing what God said. They didn't look back. Thank God they kept a going. And God used them. Amen.
That's right. In fact, in a later chapter, it says, I've been reading the book of Acts.
Book of Acts is book of Acts. You can't read it unless you see it that way.
He said, when they had found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren into the rulers of the sea, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also. Amen. Do you know these men were sent by God? You know, it's amazing. Saul's name was mentioned last. And now, praise God, it's not Barnabas and Saul no more. It's Saul and Barnabas. But Saul, it wasn't about the position he took in a group of men. It was about what God wanted him to do. It was about what God wanted. Amen. It's about what God wants the church here to do. Thank God, my friend, it's the Jews. Thank God what God's given us and be used of God. Amen. These men that preach in here. Amen. And them that's saved. God wants us to be a burning fire for him. And no matter where we go,
know we ought to be a missionary. Thank God. You know what? I looked up the old 1828 Webster Dictionary and I looked up the word missionary. You know what it said? It said this, missionaries of the cross. Amen. That's what it said, missionaries of the cross. I thought, boy, ain't no better description than that. Amen. Thank God we're missionaries of the cross because that's where we've been. Amen. Thank God we was there when He died. Thank God, even though, brother, we had not been born yet. He died, thank God, that we might live. And He gave us hope and a message to tell. And thank God we've been sealed by the nail-pierced hands of our Lord. Thank God through the local assembly that God set in the world. Thank God to be His place. And He does His work and uses. Amen. I'm telling you, it ain't about what money we have. It's about what we do with it. Amen.
That's right. Amen. Listen, friend, if you've got something, you don't do something with it, what good is it? Amen. God says a lot about stewardship in the Bible. What you do with what you got, God gives you this gift, what you going to do with it? God give you abilities, what you going to do with it? Are you going to use it? Are you just going to bury it like that one man did? He called him a wicked, slothful servant. That's what God says. Every man will give an account of himself to God, but I'm telling you, you'll give an account to God of what you've done with what God gave you. I would never say, Grant, I wouldn't want to say that I am a Christian and never testified of it. That's not the way it is, friend. Thank God a Christian testifies of his Savior. Amen. We're a Christian because of Christ, because of the living Lord, because of the salvation of grace that come through faith that one day we heard the Word of God, because God sent a man your way and to give you the gospel truth. And my friend tonight, God has a church. Thank God right here. Amen. That's got opportunity. Thank God to make a difference. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Now I understand, though, that this is one of the most perverse days that man's ever lived.
Yes.
But it's one of the most opportunistic is what I'm trying to get out, amen.
Yes.
That a man's ever lived in.
Amen. Right.
Brother Shank come in here and preach tonight, and he said, Brother Brent, put him on YouTube. Just like that. That means anybody in the world can watch him preach.
Right.
Huh?
Sure, that's right.
That's pretty good right there.
Yeah.
I thank God for it.
Amen.
I think what'll pull out all stops, as long as it's scriptural, spiritual, and right,
to
get the gospel out in these last days.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're saying. We got to get y'all out. Hey, they were sent out. I'll tell you one thing, friend. If God's going to... Hey, let me say this. If a church is going to do what it ought to do, then it's going to go and tell.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's going to.
Amen. That's right.
You want the blessing of God, then you'll obey Him.
That's right.
Amen.
And look here in this Bible. He went on and preached the Word of God. These men went and preached. They faced opposition. They went to places that they was opposed, continually opposed. The Jews didn't like what they're saying. Then I like verse 46. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. Talk about the Jews. But seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles.
Amen.
That's us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the church. Gentile church. Verse 47, for so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I've set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldst be for salvation unto the end of the earth. Thank God. I mean, God's message is not just for us. It's for the world. It's to the end of the earth. Amen. But this church has a responsibility, thank God, to get the gospel out. Amen. As much as we can and as far as we can. And thank God we ought to do it. Amen.
Yeah.
See, what I'm doing tonight is I'm trying to exhort you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, that's what I'm doing. I want to exhort you to be a part of the mission work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Verse 48, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen. They were glad. Hey, you know what glad means? It means they're happy. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Notice this here. And glorified the word of the Lord. Thank God it's come to us. Thank God we're not no outcast dogs no more. Thank God we're not no outcasts. Amen. They thought enough of us. God did. Thank God to bring a man of God might preach out of my heart that I might hear the word of God. And God grant me repentance. Amen. And save my wretched soul. I'm here tonight, friend. Thank God for the gospel. Thank God hold of my heart. Amen. Thank God. Preaching of it. Preaching of it. Verse number 48 also says this, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believe. Thank God God has something set up to hear the gospel. These men of God preaching. Sent out by the church. Thank God the blessing was on the church for God's will being done through it. Amen.
Right.
That's right. I'm going to tell you what, friend. You can put her down. A church that gives and goes is blessed of God.
Amen.
We got 3 radio broadcasts. We got a sermon audio. We got nearly 1,500 messages on there. I ain't bragging on us. I'm just saying this is part of it.
Right.
You got a guitar here that's going to go into a Philippine man of God's hand to go back and play and sing.
Right.
You got a man, thank God, by the name of Wani, going up and down a river reaching natives, amen, in a boat. Thank God that you, as a church, give $2,000 for, praise God, and he's riding it. He's going down the river right now. Amen. Hey! I'm just saying tonight, that's what the purpose of God is. Amen. Get involved in it. Thank God, do all you can. And God will bless it. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Then we got these accounts now getting the gospel out. Some of you have been on mission fields. Went, done what the Lord allowed you to do. Amen.
Yeah.
That's a God sent mission.
Yeah.
They care about sinners. Every one of these men had a burden for sinners.
Right.
Every one of them. They wanted to see people saved. They want to see people saved. I found it to be true that when you give and you go, then God will add to the church.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about proselyting them in. I'm talking about the Lord adding.
Right.
If you read this book, it said many were turned to the Lord.
Right.
I'm going to ask you a question. Do you have a burden for sinners? Do you want to see people saved? Do you look at a missionary that come through this morning? I don't think you do. That's maybe a man just wanting money. And I'll tell you what, friend. There might be some out there like it, but they'll not be blessed nor have the hand of God on them. Do you look at yourself as a church member and say, Lord, I'm going to do what I can. I can't go to the Philippines unless God, you put me there and get me there. But I can go in prayer. What about North Carolina? What about Salisbury? What about your family? What about my family? What about it? Are you interested? Because women, men come to church and request prayer quite often for lost spouses, lost children. You can believe this or not, but this is the truth. When you start doing what God says, He'll do what you ask Him. That's John 15:7, friend. That's John 15:7. I mean, it's in the book. John 15:7 says it. I didn't say it. God did, and He put approval on His own word above His own name. John 15:7. Let me read it. If ye abide in Me, and My words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. I'm not trying to get you to try something. I'm trying to get you to see if you'll do what God says, He'll do what He says.
That's right. Amen.
And I guarantee you one thing, the more you have a burden for souls, and the more you... And listen, that burden you got about maybe a lost friend, that burden you got maybe about a lost family member, when you get a burden for the other people's family members as you got a burden for yours, you'd probably see the action of God starting
Amen.
To turn.
Yes.
That's right. That means when you request prayer, if you really got a burden, I mean something really on your heart. I would never request prayer if I wasn't praying for them myself. A lot of people just say that and never pray for them. But I'm talking about a real burden on your heart and say, pray for my boy, pray for my daughter, pray for my brother or sister. If you really got a burden and they say that, and then you sit here in this pew and you say, boy, I've got a burden for them. And then God touches that burden that you've got in your heart too for your family. You see God moving that way because you got a burden for their family. And God starts moving in the church and bringing people in and saving them. Amen. It's just the truth, brother. You say, wonder how anybody gets all these people saved. I tell you why, they got a burden. They got a burden for them. I'd say probably the truth of it is we don't live with a heavy burden for people that's going to hell.
Yeah, right.
But I'll tell you what Paul said. He said, my heart's desire and prayer for Israel's to be saved. And he said, I'd be a curse for my kinsmen according to the flesh. He said, I'd be willing to be condemned for them, for them to be saved. That's what he said. You say, shouldn't the church be like that? Yes, sir. It's just we're so distracted today and we have so many other things that are going on, the devil's throwing stuff at us, that we have a heart that's not where it ought to be sometimes. God help us. A God-sent mission. Sent out these men to preach the gospel and look at all the people that got saved. I tell you what, this church here's had a good hand in some getting saved. But how much more could we do? If we get our hearts toward it and commit ourselves to it.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand tonight.